USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump vetoed a $740 billion defense policy bill after objecting to some of the provisions related to Confederate base names and troop levels abroad. The NDAA easily passed both the House and Senate with bipartisan veto-proof majorities earlier this month. President Trump's early Christmas present to Congress, a lump of coal, calling the bill they passed a disgrace and saying there was too much pork barrel spending in it. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees with the president.
This bill is an irresponsible swamp bill. It is the merger of an omnibus bill that is bloated with typical wasteful spending on top of a relief bill that has a whole lot of things in it that frankly aren't all that focused on relief.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News, lawmakers will be working, it looks like, on Christmas Eve and possibly Christmas Day. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Initial jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting 803,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week. That's about 85,000 fewer than expected, and the states with the biggest decreases were Georgia, Minnesota, Texas, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Business owners across the country are becoming defiant when it comes to lockdowns despite health orders. A San Jose salon owner is keeping his doors open despite local health orders. The public health department saying that he could face fines or further action if he refuses to follow the emergency order. Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty regarding all these lockdowns. She tells Fox Business,
for all of the shrieking on the left about data and science, these lockdowns are often put in place without any science or data to back them up. So, at this point, it started with 15 days to slow the spread. Then we were told we just need to flatten the curve.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
There are reports that the federal government and pharmaceutical giant Pfizer have a deal for the drug maker to provide at least another 70 more million doses of coronavirus vaccine. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedman says the government needs to give a unified message to the public.
It's about trust in the recommendations that we're giving and whether or not people are going to wear masks, avoid crowding together, talk with contact tracers when they call, adhere to quarantine so that they don't infect other people. All of that is important, and all of that relies on trust.
Washington and Pfizer have been wrangling over access to manufacturing supplies. The Christmas spirit is alive and well. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, Jeremy Scott has the story.
On a purchase of 1 cent, a customer left a tip for $5,600 at South Mediterranean Kitchen and Bar in Toledo, Ohio. Chef Musa Salauk opened the restaurant last October, just months before COVID restrictions started severely affecting their bottom line. He tells WTOL 11, for employees who have been struggling to get by and get as many hours as they can, the tip couldn't come at a better time.
A couple of them, cried with tears saying that now they can, help get the kids some toys.
It was split 28 ways with each employee getting $200. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.